Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Dalad. Daf Dalad, as we continue in this first parak of Parak Shammai, which is all very not halacha l'maisa specifically, even though the principles we can take halacha l'maisa, but the Gemara is going into Shita Shammai and bringing up a lot of issues of Chazaka and Tumantara along the way. Okay, let's get back to Gimel Amud Beis, Itmar. Right after the parentheses, that's where we are. Shulayim, Bedukin, Mechusin, Mezav, Simin. As the Shulak Hadar says, that we always read those. That's going to be the lead-in to the next four answers the Gemara is going to give. So Itmar, we quoted Machlokas Amoraim relating to the Machlokas Tanoim that we just quoted up above. Kupa, Shunish Tamshu Bataris Bezavizu, Venimsa Sheretz Bezavizacheres. We just had this case up above in a Brisa. If you have a box that you use for Taris, and then you find a Sheretz, a recently dead Sheretz, in the other corner of the box. So the question is, do we assume that the Sheretz was there when the Taris were there, and the Taris became Tameh through the Sheretz? So, Machlokas, Chizkiah Amar, Taris have shown us Taharos. Chizkiah says that the Taris are Taharos. We don't have to assume that there was Tumah here, even though, Lichora, this is Safik Tumah, Bereshus HaYachid. Do we Pashtus, the box is in Rishus Yachid. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Taras HaRishonos, Tameos. Rabbi Yochanan says, Taras HaRishonos, Tamei. No, we have to assume that something occurred, that the Sheretz was there and touched the Taras beforehand. So the Gemara says, one second. We have a machlokas here between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. V'hashamai v'hilal. Didn't we just have earlier? This Brice, if you remember, was brought up by the Gemara, a conversation between Shammai and Hillel relating to what the reason was for Shammai. And we were medayek from this discussion. The sheet, I think it was number 3. That's why this Brice was brought up. Number 3 of, if it was here, if the Dam was here, Meikar, it would have come out already. So to hear Shammai, if you look on the 6th line up above, Hillel said to Shammai, aren't you modeh by Yakupa Shinshapsu Bataros? And you found the Sheretz that Taros are Tameos? Don't you agree to that? Why? Because we assume it was here earlier. Right? So that's a riot that Hillel tried to bring to Shammai, that so to the Dam might have been here earlier. So that's why it was brought up. But you see from there that Shammai and Hillel both agree. And Hillel, what does Shammai answer to Hillel up above? You're right, but that's a different case. There, the box has shulayim, and this doesn't have, and the woman doesn't have shulayim. But either way, you see that they both agree. That's the Gemara's question now. V'hashamai v'hillel modu, bikupa, detaras harishonos tameos. They agree in that case. So how could here, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah, how could Chizkiah say to Horos, both shitas of Shammai and Hillel said Tameos. So we have four different answers to that question. What's the difference between the case of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan and the case of Shammai and Hillel? There has to be some distinction between, they're both talking about cases of boxes with shratzim with taras, but there has to be a distinction between the cases. So, first answer. Ki modu Shammai v'Hillel bikupa sheish la shulayim. When does Shammai and Hillel agree? When do we say up above that if they find Taras and they found, they take out the Taras, they find the Sheretz, when do we say that's Tamei? That's Bekuba Sheish Lo Shulayim, if it has a bottom. If it has a bottom, so then that's when we think it's Tamei, because if the Sheretz is in there, so we assume it was in there beforehand. Right? It didn't fall out in between. It didn't climb in between. So we assume it was there. Ki pligi Chizkiah v'Rabbi Yochanan b'kupa she'en l'shulayim. When does Chizkiah say tahar for the taharis? That's by a kupa that doesn't have a bottom. Ein l'shulayim. So the Gemara says, one second. Ein l'shulayim, I time with Rabbi Yochanan. What's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan if it's ein l'shulayim? So the Gemara says, no. Ein l'shulayim v'yesh la'ogenim. There's no bottom, but there's a rim. There's an area where items could be caught on the box. Meaning, you wouldn't use this box standing up down because it doesn't have a bottom. But you use it sideways. Imagine a barrel that's lying sideways. So you can still use that to hold certain items. You can put fruit in there. Let's say you want the fruit to have air coming in so they don't get rotten. So you can put fruit in there. It doesn't have an opening on either, it doesn't have a bottom on either side, but it has a little rim on the bottom to catch, to hold in the fruit a little bit. That's the machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan in that type of case. There's no shulayim, but there is ogenim. There's a rim, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that it is tamei. Why? Because we assume the sheretz and was caught in there, and it didn't come out, and it was there when the taras were in there too. Mashekid Chizkiah says, no, it's open. So there's a little rim. But we assume it's open, and the sheretz came in after the taras were removed. Okay, so that is Answer number one that the Gemara gives. The Gemara continues, one second. V'hatanya, but didn't we learn in a Braisa? Or maybe in a Mishnah, the Bach says, in the Mishnah in Taras, Dalad Dalad, Hamazla Asara Deliyamayim, Bezach Arzeh, if somebody is lifting up 10 pails of water, one after another, Machlokas Rishonim, exactly what we're talking about. We're going to go with Rashi's Pshat. What does it mean? Rashi says, Asara Deliyim, Yud Pamim Bidli Echad. 10 times in one pail. You have one pail, you fill it up with water, you dump it into a larger barrel. You go back to take the pail, you dump it into, so each one. And then in time number 7, you see, oh, there's a sheretz in the pail. Do we have to assume that the sheretz was in the pail the first 6 times that you had water in it, and then the water became tamei? That's the shaila. That's Rashi Pshat. There are other Rishonim that talk about, maybe it's 10 different pails, dumping into one barrel, and you find it in the barrel, but Rashi Pshat is that you have 10 times in, one pail used 10 times, umma araba kli gadol, and you pour it into one kli. So, if you're madla, sardali, and by bezach hazeh, v'nimsa sheretz be'echad mehem, and then you find the sheretz in one of the pails. What does that mean? So that lashon sounds like the other Rishonim. That's why they say it. Be'echad mehem. Rashi has to say that means, after one of the times that you are taking the pail, so hu tamei v'kula tahorim, we don't have to assume that the sheretz was there earlier, right? Hu tamei, only time number 8, that water is tamei, but the first 7 times that are already in the big barrel, that's all tahor, v'kula tahorim. That is the Mishnah. V'yom Reish Lakish b'shem Rabbi Yanai, and Reish Lakish says in the name of Rabbi Yanai, Lo shanu ela she'in la ognim. When do we assume tahar if there are no rims? If there's no rim to this this pail. Aval yesh la ognim kulan tameos. Tamein. But if there is a rim, then everybody would agree tamei. So this is Rabbi Yanai talking. One second. Lema Chizkiya, lesle Rabbi Yanai. Should we assume now that Chizkiya does not hold Rabbi Yanai? Because what did we just say? This is talking about a case of that there is a rim. Just like we said earlier, the machlokas Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan was about, there's no bottom, but there is a rim. Beforehand, we had a machlokas Amoraim about it. And here Rabbi Yanai says that it's not a bomb kasha. They're both Amoraim, right? But, should we assume that it is against, Rabbi Yanai? So the Gemara says, right, because Rabbi Yanai here says Tameh, and earlier Chizkiya said Tahar. So the Gemara says no. Even Chizkiya could agree to Yanai here. Why? Maya Sharki Peri Lo Sharki. Water flows out very quickly. It's viscous. Water can come out quickly. And therefore, if I have a barrel that I'm turning over that I'm emptying out, I don't even have to empty it the whole, turn it over the whole way. I assume water is going to come out quickly anyway. So by the water case, even Chizkiya would agree Tamei. Why? Because it could be that you didn't turn the barrel over the whole way. Because water comes out quickly. When it comes to fruit, so then I'm going to turn the whole thing over to get all the fruit out. And there I would assume that the sheretz would have been in there. Masha'enke, by the water, maybe it got stuck in there and it was there even previously. Or, Inami, similar, Maya lo kapan alayu, peri kapan alayu. By water, if there's a little left in, you know, I'm not so makpid. That's so makbid. Mashenki, when it comes to fruit, I'm more makbid to get everyone out as I'm dumping each one. And therefore, if there's a rim in there, it'll go over the rim. And that's why Chizkiya there in the earlier case says tahar, because it's for sure that the barrel with the rim was emptied each time, because, right, when you took the taurus out, it was for sure emptied, and the sheretz must have gotten in there afterwards. Mashenki with the water case, you know, it has a rim. Maybe you didn't turn it over the whole way. You don't care about a little water left of the cup. And therefore, that's the difference between the water case and the fruit case.
And the sheretz that's in the well itself, that's not a problem because it's not a clear
something? The sheretz in the well is not makabel tuma. Well, it's not makabel tuma. It's b'chubel l'karka.
Saying the Messiah, so the deli you're using take out mine, but it has no bottom, or it has
the rim? What? The deli here that you're using, right, it has, yes, yeshla ognim.
But it has no bottom.
Oh, I'm saying, so maybe the Dali case has a bottom, because obviously filling it with water, but the top is where you're pouring out from. So the top has the ogen. So it's the same type of idea by the barrel case where it's fruit, it's just lying on its side. So that's usable.
So
and it just has an ogen.
The rim,
so we're worrying about whether the rim blocks what comes out. by the Kataris case, you know, when you pour out the fruit, do we assume that the rim blocked what came out? Correct. By the water case, obviously, there's no bottom, so then you're not keeping too much water in it. There is a little difficulty in the sheet of the Rambam, but the Rambam quotes the reason that it is a tar here. He quotes a concept that's going to come up later on today's daf, Ein bo da'as li sha'el. We're going to get to that concept, Bez Hashem Adam Beis, that there's a principle that if the item that you're talking about in terms of Tumah Tahara is something that doesn't have Das, it's not a person, so then that's Tahar also. So Rambam brings that as a reason in this case. But first to talk about the Kesa Mishnah and the Ravid, why the Rambam brings that case instead of the case of explaining that there's no bottom here, and therefore it might have fallen out. Okay, but that is all answer number one. To answer up, how does Shammai and Hillel, they both agree, in the case of the Kupa Shirishtamish Bataris, how is it that there's a machloka between Chizkin and Rabbi Yochanan about that case? That was all number one, and that was in the Simen of Shulayim. Next, Rabbi Yisema, second to last line, Kimodu Shammai and Hillel, what was the case that Shammai and Hillel said, Tamei B'Kupa Shein B'Duka, by a Kupa that was not Baduk. It's not Baduk. Ki pligi, Chizkin Rabbi Yochanan, B'Kupa B'Duka. Chizkin Rabbi Yochanan are talking about Kupa B'Dukas, a checked box. So if it was not checked, then obviously you have to assume Tameh. Similar to anything that's not checked. Right? We're going to have many times in this Masechta an Eid HaBaduk. Right? When a woman checks herself with an internal exam, she uses an Eid HaBaduk. It has to be a checked cloth. If it wasn't a checked cloth, that doesn't prove anything, because it might have had something from beforehand. So, Kli Pligi, Chizkin Rabbi Yochanan, B'Kupa B'Duka, the Chizkin Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about a checked box. Meaning you checked it before, there was no Shrutzim before you put Taurus in here. So the question is, did Asheretz get in there after I checked? Did I not check properly? I'm worried about that. So Mar Savar Habatka, Chizkiah says, you checked it before you put the Taurus in. And then you put the Taurus in. And then you took the Taurus out. And then you find Asheretz in there on the other side of the box? So it's got to be there for about a month of came in afterwards. Came in afterwards. You have to be worried. You checked it beforehand and that's it. Umar Savar, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Amar Imsiluk Yado Nafal. Maybe right after you checked, and while right before the Taurus got in there, or while the Taurus were in there, it came in there. So you might have checked, but who knows? We're not talking about a case where you checked a bedika cloth, and then you directly inserted it inside, and then you took it out and checked. There's no chash to talk about. But here, why not? It's a time right after you check. Maybe a sheriff flew in and died. So that is what Rabbi Yochanan says. We still have to be machbir. I says the Gemara, v'hadumya de'isha k'tani, v'isha b'duka hi. You're telling me that the case of Shammai and Hillel was the case of an unchecked box? But Hillel brought this as a question to Shammai relating to the Mishnah case. Right? What did Hillel say? Hey, Shammai, why should you say the Daya Shaita in the Mishnah? What about this case of Kupa Shnishtamshu? You agree there? You go back in Armitameh. So Hillel and Shammai doesn't reject that comparison. So isn't an Ishak Zir Baduk, meaning she knows she didn't have anything beforehand? So isn't that case of Baduk? How can you compare this to a case of Eino Baduk? So Gemara says no. Kivan deshchichi badamim kesheina baduka damya. Because a woman had ishchiach to have dam, which we already had earlier, a similar concept on the top of Beis Mabeis. Kivan de bigufa kachazia, and Rashi meant that is a chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos. That's how the Achronim explain Rashi. Because there's an idea of a woman always having dam, so it's kesheina baduka damya. It's eino baduk in general if you're trying to determine when the dam started. Again, if a woman does a bedika right now, we trust that baduk in order to start shivat akiyam, for example, because that's going in the opposite direction. She's finishing. But in the case here, where the question is when she started her period, when she started getting the dam, so then we assume it's similar to a case of eina beduka. That is all answer number two. Next.
If she's Beduka,
she's Beduka from the previous Bedika. That's what created Bada. I'm saying, but the Gemara here then says that it's enough to compare it to this case to be like an Eina Beduka comparison. Next, number three. Says the Gemara, V'i ba yaseima, a third answer. Ki modu shamai v'hilel b'kupa she'ina mechusa. A third case. When do you say there's a difference between Shammai and Hillel? When do they agree by an uncovered box? So someone might have flown in. Uncovered box. Ki pligi chizki Rabbi Yochanan b'kupa mechusa. When do they argue? By a covered kupa. That's where you take, you You have taharis in there. You take off the cover and you take out the taharis. You put the cover back on and you check later and there's a sheretz in there. So that's where there's a machlokas. The Gemara says mechusa echi nafos. That didn't fall in there. Why would there be any tumah? Why would Rabbi Yochanan say tumah? How did it get in there? And what's the metzias? So Gemara says no. Could go to this tashmisha al yidei kisui, as we just explained. When you use it, you take the cover off. It's not a totally closed box. So therefore, the question is, when you take the cover off, are we worried that the sheretz got in there and was in there at the time of the taharis? Again, the Gemara says, "I v'dumya dumya de'ishaktani." Isn't it dumya? Does that have to be similar to the isha? Hillel Brothers says Tishamay has a question. V'isha mechusahi, and a woman is mechusa. No, keep it the shlichi b'damim kishein mechusa damye. It's like it's ena mechusa. A woman is compared to an ena mechusa case. In terms of levels of chazaka. Fine. Number four. V'ibayaseima. If you want. V'ibayaseima, says the Gemara, fourth answer. Ki modu shamai v'hilel bezavis kupa. What you think? It's the same exact case? No. Shamai and Hillel are talking about a case of the corner of a box. Meaning, you find took taharis out of corner A of the box, and you find sheretz in corner B. Ki pligi chizkei Rabbi Yochanan bezavis bayis. What are they talking about? The corner, a different corner of a house. That's what chizkei Rabbi Yochanan are talking about. Says the Gemara, but they didn't say that. They ha kupa ka'amar. The case on the discussion is a kupa. So, hachi ka'amar, kupa shenishtamshu bataris bezavis bayazu v'tiltalua bezavis acheres. It's a double switch. It's the other side of the box, and it's the other side of the house. V'dips a sheres bezavis acheres, and you find the sheres in the other zavis. The Gemara only explicitly says you find it in the other corner of the house. The Ritva here adds that it also has to be on the other corner of the box. If it's the same corner of the box, then you for sure tahar. We mentioned this yesterday. Because we assume that you would have seen it when you took the taharis out, even if you didn't move the box. Kol shekein, if you have the box on the other side of the house and it's on the same side, that's another reason latahir. That's the Ritva Sahara here. There's two haris, but the first one is that even though the Gemara explicitly only says other side of the house, al karcha chachanami myri kishnimsu bezavis acheres ala kupa. Shilu nimsu boso zavis atzmo de kuliyama taharos afilo esham tiltol. Kol shekein bezadika tiltol bias lavade de basisum shini zavis kupa belachud the idach bedika nami shinui zavis bias. Mar savar kanimsu vakan hayu o mar savar halach acher shas betsiyasan. Right? So the Gemara says, chizkia amar. So now, the case where they argue is you found it on the other side of the box, on the other side of the house. So now we get into a lundish machlokas. Chizkia savar, lo machzekinan tuma mimakom lamakom. Chizkia says, yes, I agree, like in the case of Shammai and Hillel, that if you only found it on the other corner of the box, but the box is in the same place, I would say tame. But here, it's in a different place. So now we get into the sugya of, are we machzik tuma mimakom lamakom? Once you find tumah in one place, do we assume that this was originated in the previous place? That's the sugya of machazkina tumah mimakom lamakom. Because we could have rules, as we mentioned yesterday. We have rules. Savik tumah b'rusho sayachid, savik tumah b'rusho sarabim. Those are pashtas, gzeras hakasev. There aren't really svaras for that. As we said, maybe the source is Lach Moshe B'Sinai, maybe the source according to the Rambam is a Kal V'Chomer from Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur. Whatever the source is, Pashtus is not logical. There's no reason why, it's not Birur. There's no reason why I would think a Suffolk Tumah, which is a Yochid, is Tameh, and which is a Rambam is Tahar. Why would I think, it's more reason to believe that the dead person was in the backyard than in the street? Pashtus, no. So it's a Gzeiras HaKasev. So the question is, how far does that Gzeiras HaKasev go? If my question is now a two-step process, there are two locations involved, do the same rules apply? Or not? Do I say no? Once you're talking about two places, that's already a step removed. Ein mechazkina tumah mimakom lamakom. Even in Rishos HaYachid. Or do I say no? Ar mechazkina tumah. So that's the Shiloh. Rav Yochanan, Rav Chizkia says, we're not machzik tumah mimakom lamakom. Rav Yochanan says, we're mechazkinan. Rav Yochanan says, we are mechazkinan tumah mimakom lamakom. And just to already foreshadow, lamaskana, we assume like Rav Yochanan l'chumra, not bevadai, b'torah safik. That's what we assume, mechazkinan, that's what the Rambam paskets. So first lamdis, then lamaisa. Rav Shimon Shkap. Haven't had Rav Shimon Shkap in a while. In the Shar Yosher and Shar Beis, which is also called Shar HaChazakos, Perek Yud Beis, He discusses that Emechazkin Tumah Mimakom Lamakom does not only applies where there's a suffix regarding the place. If the change of place contributes to the suffix, that's where we have this issue of Mechazkin Tumah Mimakom Lamakom. Like in our case, you don't know when the Sheretz came in, where it came from, and the fact that a new place is here makes it even more unlikely. That's Chizkiyah. But, says the Shari Yoshar, if you have a question, if a woman became a Nida, like in our Mishnah here, when she became a Nida, so the principle of Mechazkin and Tumah doesn't apply. The woman became Tameh here or there. The fact that she changed places doesn't make a difference in her getting the status of Tumah. So, Mechazkin and Tumah is an important Yesod, logical Yesod, limitation, only applies where the type of suffix that we're talking about, the question that we're asking, the fact that you switch places has an impact. But if it doesn't have an impact, it's a question of something touched something else. That a place makes a difference. But if it's something about the mahus of an item, so then that's not under the rubric of mechazkin and tumah mimakom lamakom. Zeh vaday, writes from Shimon Shkup. Delo mechazkin and reyasa migavra legavra o mechefetz lechefetz acher kolkach im anu donin al eza makom im nischadish po eza dover shal tumah oiser va'asiba ha'goremes lanu lehistapek bazeh hu ha'idei shera'inu ischachus tumah oiser b'makom acher alzeh tekaim olayim mechazkin and tumah mimakom lamakom v'ini zeh shayach b'dover ha'metame yasvivav b'maga. If you're talking about something maga, odaver ha oser es svivav, ayde pleitas iser, which we'll talk about again soon. But if it's a case of the woman herself, aval isha nida, shalom misupakim aleha, be'ez azman rasa, could go into etzem ha-savig nogea eleha, le'inye minyan svira ve'etzolo shayach chiluk makomos, to come up, she, to masa ima, no difference, hainu sha-savig ba'atzmuso, hu nafkemina, gam lo ha-isha atzma, v'lo rak lo hu-saf as-tuma b'makam ha-hu, az leka ha-iklala, de'im ha-chaskinem mimakam la-makam. That's an important yisod that Rav Shimon Shkup says, again, Sharach Hazakos, Paragid base. There are lemaisa cases of where mechazkin tumah mimakom lamakom comes up. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Samach Zayin. Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Samach Zayin discusses a case. Arachaim Tav Samach Zayin. The Magen Avraham discusses Hilchas Pesach. Hilchas Pesach. If somebody is cooking a dish and they took the dish off the fire and it's fully cooked, and all of a sudden, they look around and they see a chita on top of the dish. They see a grain on top of the dish. Do we assume that the chita was there beforehand and the chita was cooked or baked with it, and now your whole dish is tameh? Or do I say, no, ein machzikinan iser mimakom lamakom, and therefore, wherever you find it, that's where all of a sudden it came. We don't assume that the chita was there beforehand. But that's what the Magen Avraham says. Tafsam machzayim chafei. V'davka b'chabiz garmen gom lechem o isa. V'chita shenimsa b'mayim. Mutter atavshil shebisha b'kodim lachein. The tafshil is mutter. To have his sex veka. Shema ata nafal. V'yim tapasala rekobet lachein nafal. Shema lo nisrachacha ad ata. U'b'lo nisrachacha in leser. Klal afilu fimin agenu. U'mashma v'chulu he talks about. That's the, and then he gets into, uses the Lashon, afterwards. V'onirli, dafilu haya chatichas basar gam keitsharit, lo mechazkinan isura, mimakom lamakom. V'chulu, and he continues, but this is the, it comes up in a Lamaisa case, number one. Another case that comes up in Lamaisa, it happens a lot. What happens if you open your milchik drawer, and you find a fleshik fork there? Let's say you open up the dishwasher. Not you open it up right after it's used. Let's say you happen to find the opposite item, the opposite utensil in the dishwasher. So what do we paskin? So generally, or by force, writes it is safer. We assume in the drawer, a mechazkin on iser mimakom lamakom. And therefore, if you find a milchik fork inside a fleshik drawer, we don't have to assume that it was trafed up. You just put it back into the other drawer. Because of this principle, ein mechazkinon, but in the dishwasher, posim or more machmir. If it's in the dishwasher, so there's no isra makom, it's in the makom. It's only one spot. And if it's in there, then we assume that it was washed with whatever it was in there. So if it's, let's say, a fleshing dishwasher, and there's a milchik spoon in there, so at least l'chadchila watch a kasher, even though it's also a mufkam, and there was soap, v'chulu v'chulu, but we assume l'chumra that it was washed with hot in there, unless somebody knows for sure that he or she always stacks their dishwasher without using the dishwasher, then already it's more of a suffix. But if usually, if people use the dishwasher only to use the dishwasher, they don't use it just to stack, and then they take it out and put it away, they don't use it as a drain, so then it would be a problem. But this is where it comes up, l'maisa, mechaskin and tum. If you look in Sharm Sayyidina Balacha, he has a couple of pages of other issues that where it comes up. Okay, let us... That's where I'm at, by the way. You're there at Tzadikei, about the finding the milchik in the fleshik and vice versa. We continue now. So we have Lundus and Lamaisa. So what did we just say? Chizkiyah holds. We're not machzuk tumah mimakom lamakom. And that's why, by this box that moved to the other side of the house, we don't assume that the towers are tumah. And Rabbi Yochanan says we are machzukina tumah mimakom lamakom. And for this case, we would say tumah. Says the Gemara, mimachazkinan. Do we really say machzuk tumah? V'atnan. But we learned in the Mishnah in Mesechas Taris, Baruch Hashem. Even though we're not doing Talmud Bavli on Taurus, because there is none, but we have a lot of Mishnayos from Taurus right here. Vatnan, Noga be'echad balayla, ve'ene yodeya imchai imes. Somebody was next to, Reuven was next to Shimon during the night, and Reuven knows that he had touched Shimon during the night. And they wake up in the morning, and oyvei, Shimon passed away during the night. And we don't know if Reuven touched Shimon while he was alive, or after he died. We don't know if Shimon is Tamei Meis for a week. So, and let's assume that Shimon's not in the house anymore by that time, or else he'll be Tamei Meis anyway because of Ohel. But, he was out. So, Ulamachar, Ishkimimimatso Meis, Rabbi Meir Metarvachim Metamim. Machlokas, Rabbi Meir is Metar. He could assume that he died as late as possible. We assume his Cheskes Chaim continued. And the Chachamim say no. If something is tummy now, somebody is dead now, so we go back. Mitziyasan. Vitani Allah, and we had a brisa relating to that Mishnah. Kishas Mitziyasan. Ubimaka Mitziyasan. When do these rules apply, this machlokas? Only if it's in the same place. The person didn't move. That's where we say it applies. But mashma, that if the person would have moved, then for sure tahar. Then for sure tar, because we're not machzik tumah. So, kashan Rabbi Yochanan. How can Rabbi Yochanan say we're machzik tumah lamakom? This brisa that explains the Mishnah says we're not machzik mimakom lamakom. V'chi teiman, if you want to say no, hanimi lulisrov. When do we say that we're not machzik b'taras vadai? To be soref truma for a suffix. Avalitlos talinan. Really? Besafik, we are. What does the Mishnah mean? That's to say vadai. But if it's a different place, we would be tole, it would be a safik at least, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant also. So maybe it's all safik. Samar says, no, mitalinan. Do we even have it as a Torah safik? For Hatnan, we learned another Mishnah in Taurus, in Paragimel. The Mishnah says in Taurus, machat shenim says malaya chaluda, o shvura, you have a needle, which the Rishonim say, you know is tameh. You have a needle that you know is Tameh. You find the needle on Taharos. But the needle is full of rust. Or the needle is broken. So it is no longer Tameh. And again, we don't know when did it become so rusty or broken after it went on this Taharos. It was Batameh the Taharos first. And then it got unable to be transferred to Tumah or not. So we don't know. So Tahora. So the Mishnah says to her, Shekola Tameos Kishas Mitziyasan. Because we always say, Kishas Mitziyasan, we assume Lakula. Says the Gemara V'yamai, why do we assume Lakula? Lema Haimi Ikara Machad Ma'al Yisahi V'ashtu Dehela Chaluda. Why don't we say maybe it was a good needle and only after it touched the Taurus was it Ma'al Chaluda? Did it become rusty? And Rashi says, this case is not about a switching of Makom case, it's just a switching of a Suffolk and Tumavatara. We're going to reject this, but the question of the Gemara is, just like here, we are mako by the chashash, so too in cases of machatzkinim imakam lamakam, we should be mako by the chashash. Betoras vadai. And so don't you see that we are mako and it's against Rabbi Yochanan? You already see that it's not such a strong question, because it's not an exact parallel, which we will reject in a minute. But for Otznan, before we answer it, we ask another Mishnah, there in Taurus. Similar, matzah, sheretz, sarif, al-gabi, azesim. You find a burned sheretz on olives. Again, a burned sheretz is not matami anymore. A sheretz is an avatoma. Once it's no longer a sheretz, it's saruf, so then it is not matami anymore. So if you find a burned sheretz on zesim, and again, you don't know if it was burned before or after it went onto the zesim. V'chein matlas ha-mehumham, or a worn-out shmata, a worn-out garment. Mehumham. See on the side it says, miloshen tohu vavohu. Right? Davar she'ein bo mamish. Right, it's just, it has holes in it, it's ragged, it's tattered, right, it's, something, again, a beggar that is not mitami anymore. Tar, in these cases, shkalatameas kashas mitziyasan. So again, just like you're makel in these cases, wouldn't you also be makel where the place switches? And therefore, you should say against Rabbi Yochanan, ein machaskina tuma mimakom lamakom. So the Gemara answers, one second. V'chi teima kishas mitziyasan melekulo melechumra ubimakom mitziyasan. And if you want to say the distinction that we were just alluding to, no, all these cases are talking about cases where you failed at kishas mitziyasan. Only in bimakom mitziyasan. Meaning, if you find it in the spot, then you say the principle of, it's like this here, it's always been like this. So you can be mekel. Avol shalom bimakom mitziyasan, misrav lo safina mitzla talinan. But maybe in a case of change of spot, you would be tola l'chumra. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. So, right, meaning, how could you bring proof from these two mishnayos? They're not about a change of place. Maybe there's a difference between where there's no change of place and a change of place. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll bring you a kasha from a Mishnah with a change of place. V'hatnan. The next Mishnah. This is a brice of V'hatanya. Kikar. Again, there's what to say, but we're in the middle of a sentence. We'll continue. Kikar al-gabi hadaf. V'hamadaf v'tame munach tachtav. Picture the scene. You have a shelf. You have a shelf in a room. We're talking about a daf and a madaf. A daf is a shelf. You have a challah. You have a challah on a shelf. On the bottom, underneath the shelf on the floor, is a blanket. A blanket that you know a zav made tameh. Not that a zav sat on, because if a zav sat on it, then it would be a medras hazav, it would be an avatuma. We're going to see, but madaf means light tuma, which means elyono shel zav. That's what it's called. We're going to have that later in the Masechta too. That means it was on top of a zav touched it. A zav is an avatuma, as we know. If a zav sits on something, then we know there's a special din of a mishkav hazav that's also an avatuma. But let's say a zav touches something, then it's regular dini tuma. A zav is a av, makes something that he touches a rishon. So el yono shel zav is a rishon. So, again, you have the challah on top of the shelf, and then you have a blanket underneath on the floor that is off touch as a rishon latoma. All of a sudden, you walk into the room, you know the challah was on top of the shelf, you find the challah on the floor, next to the blankets, not on the blanket. So the shaila is, did it fall off the shelf onto the blanket and then roll? Or somehow it got to the floor without falling onto the blanket? That's the shaila. So, af api she'im nafla e'efshar ela imke naga, even though that if it fell off the shelf, it must have fallen on the blanket and then rolled to the side. And it would be tamei why? Because a rishon can make the challah sheni. But tahora, we don't have to assume that. Why? Shani omer adam tar nichnas l'sham benatzla. Somebody came and put it down. And adam tar took it off the shelf and put it on the floor for some reason. And we can assume tahor ad sheyomar until I could say bari lish lo nichnas adam sham. I know for sure that nobody, no tar person walked in here. For sure. The Amar Balazar, just adds, Lo Nitzcha Elamaka Madron. This is only needed, that Tanai is only needed where it's on a slant. What's it? What's it's on a slant? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, where the, on the bottom, Lo Nitzcha Elamaka Madron, the Afa Pisha Hadaf Shakikar Elamaka Madron, the Daf, the shelf is on a slant. So there's a good probability that it fell off and it rolled onto the blanket. Right? Afa Pikain. That's Rabbi Elazar. Tosfos says, the Madaf. The blanket's on a slant. Okay, the question, why exactly he chooses that and not the shelf. But either way, question mark. What do you see from here? There's a change of makom, and we are matayer. So we see we're not machzik tumma mimakom lamakom. We assume it's here, it's in a state of tahara now, it's not touching something tamei. So we assume it was always tahar. Kasha under Yochanan. So Gemara answers, no, hasam, because the tani taima there, there's a specific reason, you have a other possibility, you have a tliya. Shani omer, adam tar, nichnas l'sham enatzva. Over there, you have a good explanation. Hachan, so the Gemara says, one second. So what about the case of the, our case of the Kupa, which is the original Rabbi Yochanan case? Hachan Amenema, Orev Asa Vishada. Maybe an Orev came in and, right, threw it in there, right, took the with the sherets, with the taras. Again, a person or an animal. So where it says, no, Adam de bekavana amrinan, Orev the shaloba kavana lo amrinan. A person acts bekavana. So we can assume that a person took it and put it down actively and didn't touch an Orev. We're not thinking about an O-Rave, like an O-Rave. A raven did something without Kavana, so we don't have to worry about that. Period. Ad kan maskana. And Rabbi Yochanan is defended. That Rabbi Yochanan could say it's mitzvah talinan by a case of mechazkina tumah, and that's what we paskin. The Rambam, at least, paskins, even though that Magen Avraham might have been you might not compare tumah to Isser exactly, right? But at least in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, the Rambam paskins in Shara Vosa Tumos that were machzik tumah mimakom lamakom, Safek. Machmir misafek and apatara zvadek. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Rishonim, back on Dav Beis, discuss what's the difference between the case of the woman where we assume there's a cheskas tara by the woman, right? Either dayashaita, and even Hillel only goes back, safek, masha'enke, in this case of the person who died, right? We say that, right, the Mishnah, the tumah goes backwards. Masha'ekein, in the case of Nida, it doesn't go backwards. Betaras Vadai. Right? Similar to what the Gemara asked between Mikvah versus our case, the Rishonim asked between the Mishnah versus this case of Meis. So the Ramban says, many Rishonim ask this question, the Ramban says that by the woman, I'll read it to you. Shiny Isha, the Becheskes Tahara Omedes, Shahare Bedukahi. Viavagi de Shrichi Badamimi Kamakom, Kolshev Sika Batara, Becheskasazuhi. A woman has a Cheskes Tahara since she last checked. Therefore, we don't have to assume it went backwards, Vadai. Okay, Hillel's Mashma says Betorah Savi go backwards. But we don't have to assume she has a Cheskes Tahara. Aval Adam Ze Eino Omed Becheskas Chai. It's the Lashon of the Ramban. But the person who died overnight doesn't have a cheskas chai. And the shayla that everybody tries to figure out is, why not? Everybody has a cheskas chayim. We're not choshesh when we don't know what happened. A person says a get, Mishnah Gittin. We don't know if he's dead or alive, so we don't assume that he died. Machad becheskas chai. When you give a carbon on behalf of somebody, the kohen give a carbon chatas, even if they don't know if he's alive or dead, but they give it, but that he's assuming that he's alive. So what does the Ramban mean here? And he quotes from a Tosefta. So all the Achronim I'm trying to figure out exactly what it means. If you look in the Tzlach, there's about 5 pages of Tzlach. The Note of Yehuda Maseches Nida. So the Tzlach says every Chazaka needs a Sha'a Mivureres, that it is for sure 100% clear. So by Nida, we can pinpoint a moment in time that she did a Hefsek Tara. Memela, that Chazaka exists. By this person, you know he died. Could anybody know for sure, specific at a specific time? So we're not talking about that type of case. Imra uchai mi ba'erev ba'uso makom. So then fine, that would be a cheskes chai. But in this spot, did anybody ever see him alive? If Shimon saw him alive before he went to sleep, Ruby saw him alive, Shimon was the one that died, maybe. But imra uchai b'makom acher, tamei. And therefore, you had to have seen him, because you didn't see him alive in this spot. That's what the Ramban means, say he doesn't have a cheskas chai in this spot. And therefore, we're not machzik, life, mimakom, lamakom. Okay, that's the Ramban's answer. And, the other Rishonim also, relate to that issue as well. Okay, let us continue. Fourth line on the top of, Dalet Amud Beis. Michdi, one second, let's talk about this again. Hi Kikar, this Kikar that we are talking about, Safik Tumah Berushos Hayachidhu. This kikar that's on the shelf, that fell out, that fell down onto the blanket, maybe not, we're talking about a piece of bread. And that's Savik Tamer Shazi Yachid, as we said yesterday. V'chol Savik Tamer Shazi Yachid, Sveika Tamer. I don't understand. Why do you have the regular rules and regulations of Tumah V'Tahara? You have Savik Tumah, you find this piece of bread on the floor next to the blanket. Why don't we assume it's Rishus HaYachid? So why don't we assume Tamer? Isn't that an overarching principle? Oh, you're not sure. Choshe Shema Adam Tar came in. But what do you mean? Savik Tumah Rishus HaYachid, Sveika Tamer. So the Gemara answers, no. And here's another principle in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. Mishum Dahavi Davar She'ein Bo Da'as Lishael. You can't ask the bread what happened. Right? The bread doesn't have Seichel. The bread is an inanimate object. And the rule is that we learn. Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Tami. Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Tar. That rule, as we said, is learned out from Sota. Maybe it's Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. I connect it to Sota. But it's somehow connected to Sota. So if that's true, we only learn out cases that are dumya to sota. By a sota, the woman is yesh bo da'as lishael. She knows what happened. You can ask her. That's where the rules apply. But if it's ain bo da'as lishael, tahar. V'chol davar she'ain bo da'as lishael, bein b'shez ram, bein b'shez yachid, sveiko tahar. That is answer number one why the kikur case is different. There is a big discussion in the Achronim again. Is there a svara to this? Is there a svara to ain bo the whole suffix? Is yesh bo da'as lishael, ain bo da'as lishael not. So some achronim suggest that yesh bo da'as lishael, savik tumah v'shus hayachid is tami. You know why? Because they know what the answer is. And they should tell us what the answer is. And if they don't, we say tame. Ain bo da'as lishael, there's ain breira. You don't know. So it explains why ain bo da'as lishael is more makel than yesh bo da'as lishael. Because there's no fault. There's no way we can know. So that's why we can be more makel than yeshbo. Okay, so tell us what happened. If you don't tell us what happened, we're going to be matame. So that's the difference between yeshbo and ainbo. Again, even if we're talking about a case of people that have no idea what happened, they're still classified as a yeshbo da'as lishael. Okay, stop there for a minute. If you look in Rashi here, Rashi says the Gemara could have asked this not only on Kikar, but also the earlier cases, the Machad and the Matlis case. Those are also cases, the needle, and the Gemara could have asked it on those cases too. Ask the Arch Laner, so why didn't it? If it could have asked on the earlier cases, why didn't the Gemara ask on the earlier cases? Number one. Number two, the Arch Laner, we have an Arch Laner on Nida, Arch Laner quotes the Ritva, the Rashba's question, what was the Havamina here? Of course, we know that principle, Yesh Bo Neim Bo Das Lishael. What was the Havamina of the Gemara? So you know what the Ritva says? Unbelievable. This element, this rule and regulation, must not have been as prevalent and known and accepted as the other rules and regulations of Tumah V'Tahara. That's what he says. He says, I'll read it to you. Amazing. V'tamia milsa, t'kari la maika oila. What was the Havamina? Umikan yesh lanu, shahadin azeh lo haya barur lakol, shehe chiluk zeber shesayachid. Wow. It wasn't barur to everybody, this rule and regulation of Tumah V'Tahara. The Arach Laner says, no. I'll answer both questions in one fell swoop. What was the Havamina? And why didn't it ask it earlier? Because here, what did the Gemara say? What's the Chashash Tara? Maybe somebody walked in, an Ishtar walked in and took it. So a person is involved in this case. So the Havamina was that maybe this is a Yesh Bo Da'as Lishael case. Because that's the Chashash. Kamash Malan? No. The way you define Yesh Bo and Emo is looking at the item. The item is a kikar. And that's why it's defined as Ein Bo Da'as Lishael. You're right, Chashash, a person. But that's not, that was the Havamina. But that's why also it didn't ask it on the Chaluda, on the needle case, because that's obvious. Those two cases. It only asks it on here, because here there's an element of a person involved. That's why it only asks it here, and that's the Havamina. It's beautiful, Arech Laner. Chada Kushim Teretzes B'Chaverta. Those are the best. Right? And that's what he says, how he explains this Gemara that I just explained outside. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Bibayisema. Second answer to what? Second answer to why the case of Kikar we are more Mekalin. Hacha betuma derabanan. Talking about tuma derabanan. Dekanami diktani madaf. It says the word madaf. Madaf means light, as I said, and light, kidichsiv aleni daf, like a floating leaf. You just have it in Tochacha, right? So, it's so light, it's derabanan. That's what the Gemara assumes. Dekanami, I'll prove it to you from there. The Maritz Chayas here. Wow. Maritz Chayas here says, all Dekanamis, or many Dekanamis in the Gemara, are from after the Stimas HaGemara. They're from the Savoraim. All the Dekanamis. This is the Gemara talking, bringing a Raya from a Leni Duff. That's such a big Raya that it's Drabanan. Not such a strong raya. And he quotes a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in Zavim, I think, where the Maharas Chaya says, the host of Ode, Umachakaza Batamudenu, Kiloshan Madab in Arali Dab, Enamanagamara, Elishakasvuhu Begilion, Min Pirish Rabban and Savaroi, Vikasvan Hamatik Batochadvarim, Volonizar Alayim. The publisher should have left it on the side, but he didn't, he put it in the text. And then he quotes Rav Shriver Gaon, who writes that Sheish Harbe Hosafos Batamud Min Hagaonim. Okay, so he finds that sometimes we have that. And then he quotes the Rambam, Mayamukubo Mayavosav, from Maimon. Dekanami dechsev aleni davu asafim in agilion. Okay, I don't know if it's every dekanami, but at least certain dekanamis. That's a yesod that we take home from the Maritz Chayes. Period. So adkan divrei shamai. Now we get into Hillel. Hillel said, "You go back to the last bedika. Chachamim neither lo kedivrei zev lo kedivrei zev achulu. Tanur abanan vachachamim omrim lo kedivrei zev lo kedivrei zev." Meaning, lo kedivrei shamei shelo asus yog ledvarav, not like shamei that was very makel, that said you don't go back at all. Velo kedivrei hillel shehivrei zalmidosav, not like hillel who went all the way back, even a week, depending when the last bedika was. Ella, you have a middle approach. Me'eis leis me'meta zadad me'bekita le'bekita, u'me'bekita le'bekita me'meta zadad me'eis leis. You go back depending which one is shorter, right? The last bedika or 24 hours. How? Now the Gemara explains it. 24 hours makes it less, but she checked on Sunday and she was tahor. Monday, Tuesday she didn't check, Wednesday she checked, umatzah tamea, and she found herself to be tame. Ain omrim to tame mi bekita lebekita. We don't say you don't go back till Sunday. 24 hours. That's that. What about the other way? If you have a bedika within the last 24 hours, you just go back to the bedika. Ketzad, but gatzba b'shah rishona umatzas tahara. You checked in the morning. Tar v'yash v'lashniyah v'shlishes v'lo batka. And you didn't check the next couple of hours. Or v'yas batko matzah tamea. And then you check the fourth hour and tamei ain omen to tamei slays. You don't have to go back 24 hours. Ela mi bekita lebekita. You just go back to the last bedika when she was tahara. Fine, says the Gemara. Pshita. Isn't that obvious? Kiva the butkats ma bishar bishona umatzas tahora lomataminu lameis leis. Of course, you're not going to go back 24 hours. She checked 3 hours ago and she was tar. So Gemara says you're right. The second half is pashut. I did the tana meis leis memeetas alyan mi bekita lebekita tananami bekita lebekita memeetas alyan meis leis. You're right. The first half is not obvious because she didn't check for 3 days. So why do you only go back 24 hours? That's not obvious. That's a chiddush. So once that's the chiddush, so you say the other way also. Amar Rabba, so my time I'll draw abundant. It's such a chiddush. What's the reason? Why do they say going back 24 hours is good enough? Isha margeshes ba'atzma. No, she would have had a hargasha, and that's why you don't have to go back more than 24 hours. So Amar Le'abayim came to Yadayishaita. That was one of the four svaras we gave for Shammai. So you should say Dayishaita. You just shouldn't go back at all if she didn't have a hargasha, and that proves us. So V'Rabba, Rabba, who suggested this answer himself, L'chedudi L'abayahu debo. He knew this wasn't a good answer. He was just doing to sharpen Abaya, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Sometimes a Rebbe could say something wrong just to make sure the Talmidim are listening. Right? Just to make sure, even though it's dafka de machaven. So Rabbi wanted to make sure Abaya was listening. You know, remember Abaya was an orphan, you know, parents. So he wanted to make sure that he was still on the ball, still focusing. Okay. Elamaita Ma'ad Rabbanon. Okay, so what's the real answer for the Rabbanon that 24 hours back is good enough? Kihad Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chachamim Tiknu Lahan Lebanos Yisrael, she both goes Atzman Shachmas Va'arvis. The Chachamim made a takana that Benos Yisrael check themselves every morning and every evening. Why? Shachris Lachshir Tarish Shalayla. In the morning, so that everything that they touched during the night is tahar. Once they checked in the morning, they're tahar. That saves the night. Va'arvis Lachshir Tarish Shalayom. You want to make sure that every 12 hours, you don't lose more taras than the past 12 hours. So if she checks at any time, you at least go back to the beginning of the night or the beginning of the morning. Vizu, ho'avalo batka hifsida ona. And this woman who did not check, so we're kone, sir, to go back one ona. So my ona, ona yaseir, means one extra ona. Meaning, a regular woman always has to go back, let's say she checked at the beginning of the night, so she has to go back the whole day's worth. So this woman has to go back an extra 12 hours. Right, so 24 hours. So I'm going to pop a rava, one second. Vazimni mishkachas l'gimel onos b'meis leis. Sometimes a woman didn't check right at the beginning of an ona. Let's say she checked Tuesday afternoon. So then, by saying 24 hours, she's going to lose the first half of Tuesday, and then she's going to lose Monday night, and she's going to lose Monday. So the Gemara says, no, Hishul Chacham, you're right, it's not always going to work out exactly the same amount of time that we're Kones, but 24 hours is a low plug, and that's what we say. Number one, Iba Yesema or Shlo Yechoti Niskar. Or also, we also don't want a woman who checked later to have to lose more. You want to say that if she checked Tuesday, if she didn't check Tuesday morning, a woman checks Tuesday morning, then you're going to go back one extra ona, meaning 24 hours? And that a woman who checked Tuesday afternoon, you're going to limit that to less than 24 hours? The owner that she's in one extra one? So then the fact that she didn't do an extra bedika, she's going to lose less time? That's chote niskar. And therefore, we don't want that to occur. My binai, what's the difference between the two reasons of lo plug versus chote niskar? Ike binayo di is nisa velo batka. If it was an ones, then you wouldn't have the reason of chote niskar. She didn't do anything wrong. But the concept of low plug would still apply, so that's why the Chacham sages say that you always go back just 24 hours. Period. Stop there. That's where we'll stop. But just one ha'ara. We'll talk about this now, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about it again on Monday, Be'ez Hashem, on Dav Zayin. And that is, the Gemara here says that the Chacham are misakin, that Benos Yisrael do two bedikas. Huge machlokas rishonim. Does that mean two bedikas just for taharos? Or does that mean two bedikas even labaila? We know nida, the two worlds. There's tum and tara, and there's heta labaila. How many bedikas does a woman have to do during shiva nikiyim? During shiva zman hazeh. So Shulchan Aruch says two. But if you look at the background, rov rishonim say one. Just thought you could even glance at Tosfos. Tosfos zayin and beis. Glance at that Tosfos. Tosa says, the end of Dibur Aslu Rebbe, Umiyo lechadchilo lo morel v'tzricha livdok b'chol yom, once a day. That's what the Torah says, the Torah, Kuf Pei Vav. Again, we'll talk about these Makaris again. Torah, Kuf Pei Vav. Bodekes lechadchilo, pam achas bayom. Ubesefer ha-mitzvahs kasa pamayim, the smock. It's the chumra of the smock that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like. And the Shulchan Aruch says, The Torah quotes one a day. V'chein kasav ha-ramban, v'ha-rashba, v'ha-rash, v'ha-gos b'manios, b'shem ha-tosfos. They're all one a day. The smak holds two a day. Chein kasav ha-smag, v'sefer ha-truma v'ha-mordechai. It's okay, they have rishonim on both sides, but the major rishonim that Manzah and Paskin like, hold one. So we'll have to talk about this, but that is a major discussion in the rishonim. This din of bodekes asba pamayim, is that only bizman amikdash or even bizman azeh? That is why also there are many kulas regarding the second bedikah or even other bedikahs during the shiva nikiyah. Okay, we'll talk about that more. Baruch Hashem, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, everybody have a good Shabbos, and Baruch Hashem, we'll continue on. Sunday Shavuos. We're not gonna. So the next year, Be'ez Hashem for sure will be Tuesday. I'm not sure Monday morning if I'll have a shiur. Yantav Sheni Chutz Laaretz. I'll try to get one up, but we'll talk about it over Yantav. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos and a good Yantav.